Cheers.
You guys might be wondering, what the fuck is that?
It looks disgusting.
You can explain what it is. This was Andrea's concoction.
It's not bad.
I like
There's
it.
some
It just looks disgusting.
sorbet and
Looks like
champagne.
puke.
It kind of does.
It's sorbet and champagne. You guys
It
should try it.
was
Drink it with us.
Galentine's Day.
This is my friend Andrea. She is back on the pod, guys. Her episode that I think it was like 2 months ago or something, we did that episode. It was
I
called
think
like
so.
Ghosting Our Boyfriends, and that is one of
Rosters.
my most listened to episodes of all time.
That's
All
insane.
partially because Andrea popped off like a true supporter and sent it to every human being on
That's
planet
also
Earth,
true.
but also because I think it was just like such a juicy topic and people wanted to hear all about our rosters. The amount of men who have like DM me, like, I listened to that episode, blah, 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 like guys I was talking to or something, and they're like, you have a roster? Ooh, like guys
What do you
get
mean?
you got people frazzled in that episode. Like we both did, but I think just hearing your story and then like you just being so like open and honest about having a roster and unashamed,
I
we got people frazzled with that episode.
never used to be like that, but this
So
is what
how's
happens when men hurt you, okay?
yeah I say it all the time. The wounded become the wait.
Yes,
Hurt
not.
people hurt people.
Yes.
The wounded
I
become the
am.
wounders.
I'm so sorry to
We're not hurting.
and
Well, you are breaking hearts out here.
yeah, but I'm not meaning to. You know, I'm being
That's what every
genuine.
fuckboy says.
I'm being genuine. I'm being open. I'm being honest.
Yeah. So yeah, if you guys haven't listened to that episode, make sure you go do it. It was a really good one. But it wasn't video. This time we actually have video
It's a little
going.
scary.
I'd be
It wouldn't have
scared.
been good last time, though.
I just never look at myself because I'll just start criticizing myself. So I'm just gonna look at you the
I know.
entire
I'm like, I can't even.
time.
I can't look at that.
Okay, so
I'm gonna be looking if
tell
I'm
us,
super loud
Andrea,
or
how
not.
is the roster going? How's dating going?
Oh my gosh.
You can share as much or as little as you
I
want
know.
to. You gave us
Honestly,
a full afternoon tea, a tea time last time.
let me just say that the roster's completely changed.
Of course, as it does.
basically, everyone's eliminated from the roster.
Who was on it at that point in time?
Yes. I mean, there's one that, like, I'm more just friends with.
Okay.
And, like, kind of always was. I don't know. They're just, like, they were floating around. I mean, stay tuned because hopefully this one works out very well.
The one
Fingers
that's the top.
crossed.
We always call one the guys. I'm like moving my arms so much. I'm so self-conscious
I'm like,
about my chubby arms. And in every shot, I'm like moving my arms around because I can't get comfortable. Sorry, guys. Just ignore me here, Darla. Darla just came
She's
in.
coming back from her walk. She's like, Mom?
You guys like my makeshift microphone?
Eat your foreskin?
I call it the microphone foreskin. She has one that's an actual one. I need to buy a second one. I'm just lazy, so I just make a makeshift one with a sock that looks janky as hell. I was trying to be gracious and give my guests the nice one, and I would
You
take
know, we.
the smelly sock for myself, and there's gonna be Darla hair everywhere. Hi, baby. Come here. Come up. Up,
Hi,
up, up.
Carla. Hi,
Darla on
sweet
the
peach.
mic. Darla, how's your roster going? She literally has a boyfriend in every different park. She has a boyfriend more. She's actually dating also Andrea's dog Finn. She has so many boyfriends. Sorry to tell
It's
you.
okay.
Has hoes in different area codes. Darla, come up. I feel like I wasn't sure if you were taken or not because you were like giving me vibes in the last few months that you were taken. You were giving. Was there like a
There
potential?
was. I might have messed that one up a little
Oh
bit
no.
myself.
Self-sabotage?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. But
We've all been there.
this one's good. You know, this one. Our first two dates have been at spin class.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So we see. He's never seen me actually with makeup on or anything.
Nice.
I'm
Well, that's
like,
a good way to start.
I know. I'm
It can
like.
only go,
I don't know,
It can
exactly.
only go up from here. Well, Andrea and I are going to talk about settling today. This is a very heated, it could be a very like triggering, heated topic for people if they're in a relationship, right? May not, but
Right
I just
meow.
had a mental seizure. It could be a triggering topic if you are in like a relationship right now that you're not sure you should be in, or maybe you are settling. We've all been there.
Yep, I was just about to say
And you
that.
Know how it is, like, when you hear someone talking about, or they're giving, like, some profound speech about how you should never settle, and I found the guy of my dreams, and you're literally in the present moment 100% settling, and it triggers you so hard, because it just, like, it's, like, this guilty feeling of, like, fuck, Tarla, you need to stop this.
Now I lick, okay.
My girl knows how to work the camera.
She does. She looks
She's licking Great. her lady bits right now. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so it's, like, the most triggering thing when you're in, like, kind of an unhappy relationship, and then you hear, like, someone talking on a podcast about, like, I was in an unhappy relationship, and then I finally left them, and then I was, like, found the best. And then you're low-key, like, fuck.
Could that happen to me? Do I risk it?
And so that's what we want to talk about is, especially in your 20s, especially your late 20s, we're both going into, unfortunately, our late 20s right now. We're both in. We're actively in. That was generous of me. We're actively in our late 20s. It starts to become, like, more and more of a thought of, like, at what point do I just settle? And I don't even mean that in, like, a good, like, a, it's not really a good thing or a bad thing. It's just when it comes to career, when it comes to a boyfriend, when it comes to where you're going to live. Like, you can't, I mean, you can frolic around forever, 100%, but, like, you're probably not going to have, like, a stable career, a stable home, a stable relationship, kids. Like, if you're frolicking around forever, I mean, as a woman, I guess men have, like, a whole different fucking set of rules. But for women, there is, does come a certain point with a biological clock, which we'll get into later, where you're like, okay, of course, in an ideal world, I'd love to go dick around for 10 more years, but, like, that's not realistic. I need to, at some point, if I want to have kids or have a family or whatever, or buy a house or whatever your goal is, like, at some point, I need to just, like, settle down. That can be really scary, and that can be something that I think some people never are able to settle down, depending on their personality type. Like, you hear about those people in their 60s, 70s who still are, like, jumping from job to job, jumping from person to person. Like, I think the idea of settling...
Yeah, you're like, oh, you never got married, never had kids? What do you mean? And now I feel like I'm realizing DiCaprio. It. I'm like, oh, this kind of makes sense.
I mean, I get the fear 100%, yeah. But I also get the fear of not wanting to wake up when you're, like, 50 and be like, shit. But more for women, like, oh, I kind of wish that I had done this, this, and this, but it's too late at that point. And that's, like, the alternate fear that people have. Oh my god, Darla, you. I think people are scared of rushing into it too soon and settling too soon. I think people are also hesitant to maybe not settle and push things off and push things off and push things off until the point of no return.
Yeah, it's
it's a heavy topic, guys.
Scary to think of. We're just going through it. Oh my gosh.
Let's drink.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just...
We don't really have an answer for you. We just want to... No. We just want to commiserate about this.
Yeah.
But we do want to talk about, like...
Complain about things again. It's fine.
I didn't even finish my sentence. I just started drinking. We did want to talk about, though, like, I think we should go through different things. We can even, like, give... We can say, like, scenarios to each other or, like, character traits. And then we'll say, settle or not settle.
I like this. Okay.
Let's say there's three different categories. Lifestyle, looks, personality.
Okay.
So, like, because I think those are the three main things that matter the most, potentially, when you're looking for a partner, is, like, and I think it's easier for some people to settle for one of those categories and not settle for the other. I think for some people it's easier to settle for the other, you know, like, for some people, they don't care about looks at all. Like, they literally are like, I don't care what my partner looks like. It has to all be about personality.
Good for them.
Good for them. I am not one of those people. I care a lot about looks. It's not like I'm strictly going for, like, 10s out of 10s.
No. You just have, like, a type.
He needs to be tall. He needs to have nice teeth.
Yes.
He needs to be well-groomed. Sure. Like, this is just me. I like a man who, like, dresses well, is, like, cleaned up, like, kind of like a pretty boy type vibe, who has, like, nice teeth, nice skin. That's the energy I like. And also, he needs to be tall. He doesn't have to be, like, fit. He doesn't have to have, like, a six-pack. But someone who goes to the gym, takes care of themselves, has, like, an active lifestyle.
Cute little dad bod is okay. Just nothing crazy.
I love a dad bod, but I mean, it's not even just to do, like, I also can't go out. I don't think I could go with a guy who drinks six nights a week. I mean, that has nothing to do with being overweight or underweight. It's just a lifestyle thing. Like, I just don't think
that's like even
that would suit my lifestyle.
Like someone that might be like, who knows, overly active too. You're like, oh shit, I can't even keep up with that.
Well,
like,
that's the tea. That's the tea. Because then you're like, if I wake up one day and I'm hungover and I order McDonald's,
yeah, they're gonna
be delivered. No, are you gonna judge me? If I like gain a bit of weight because I'm having a hard time, like, are you gonna like hold that against me? So that's the alternate, is if a guy is too strict with his lifestyle and projects that onto you.
If we remember Jim, ghosting Jim.
Oh, I was like, are you talking about gym class? What are you talking about?
No, like Jim who ghosted me that the last pod.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, literally.
He's dead to us all.
But he...
We should create, like, a 20-somethings podcast, like, in memoriam. I'm like, all these like, men who have ghosted me and all my guests, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. We create, like, a cemetery. Yeah, that would be hilarious to create, like, a 20-somethings podcast in memoriam of all of these. Because they're ghosts. They're dead.
They are.
Because they're ghosts.
But Jim was always on me about sugar. I'm like, you know how much sugar's in that?
Oh, yeah. My dad's the same
fucking way. Is totally fair. And then I used to be like that for, like, the longest time. I'm like, oh, my God, like, there's so much sugar in that. I can't do it. And now I'm like, it's fine, like, to a certain degree.
Oh, it's so hard.
I think it's helped me, but then also you're like, oh.
You have to set a precedent with this stuff, which is exactly what we're going to talk about. At what point do you settle? At what point do you make a change? At what point do you create new boundaries? It's going to be obviously different with every situation. I think on a base level, you should never settle for anyone who is mean to you, cheats on you, disrespects you, like, is just nasty person. Yeah, like,
it stretches your boundaries. Like, don't give up that.
Like, it doesn't matter any of the other categories we talked about. I just think in general, if this person's just a piece of shit, like someone that you're literally embarrassed to introduce to your friends, someone who just makes you feel like makes you feel horrible about yourself, then just don't settle. That's not really what we're talking about. We're talking more about other little things where you're like, it's not exactly what I had in mind, but...
Yeah, that's...
And the older you get, because when you're young, you're like, I will never settle for anything but my Prince Charming. And then you get a little older and you're like, okay, you know what? I think I would be willing to wiggle on that a little.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm like, it'll grow. And like, sometimes it does. I just kind of went through that where I was like...
And then you get like...
Kind of... It's fine.
Like, I don't know, because I do feel like overall our generation and the younger generation gives up on things like really quickly and just like throws in the towel at like the first sign of like fear or distress, or not even that, like the first sign of things potentially going south, or ooh, this person has a red flag, run. I think there's certain red flags that you need to run, aka they like hit you, they cheat on you, they like call you really nasty names. But I think small red flags, you need to wait till you see at least like 3 or 4, because everyone has red flags. Like, I stand by this, everyone has red flags.
I know, someone just told me that I was a red flag, and I was like, excuse you? First of all, it came from not knowing everything.
Every guy I talk to says I'm a red flag. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, I think that's kind of hot.
Yeah, and you're like, well, maybe it's because I have boundaries, you know?
Oh, no.
Do you not like my boundaries?
That's not why. I think guys say I'm a red flag because I talk so openly about my dating life online, which is kind of fair.
You know how many screenshots
like
and group chats you are in right now?
Like, when guys are like, I know. Guys are like, it's a red flag when girls send screenshots to their friends. I'm like, so you're saying every woman walking on planet Earth? Like, because every woman does that.
You have no idea.
Okay. So, what would you say? Okay, so should we give each other scenarios?
Yeah.
Or what do you think? What category should we start with?
I feel like we gotta go in strong.
With looks?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I went on 2 dates this past few months with 2 men who had brown teeth.
How?
Guys, I'm not talking like, oh, they're a little brown. Like, I'm saying decaying. Like, their front 2 teeth were the color of that wood dresser.
Oh, like they didn't
literally
take care
of them? They were rotting out of their mouth. I assume too much coffee drinking and not enough Crest whitening strips. Men should not be above using Crest whitening strips. The amount of coffee these men drink and they don't use Crest whitening strips. That's a whole other topic. But my younger brother uses them. Like, that is fucking... I love a man...
That's a green flag.
...who stays on top of that shit. Like,
actually,
I love that.
You want to know something funny? Is that one of these men that was on my roster, who, like, honestly probably really isn't anymore. But anyways, it's a whole other, that's a whole other thing. I was literally like, what do you use on your teeth? Like, your teeth are so white. And he sends me the stuff that he uses. And I ordered it on Amazon that day.
Yeah, we love that.
I was like, guess what just arrived?
He's like a male influencer. Like, I was like, this is incredible. That. It's not a bad thing to put a little moisturizer on. It's not a bad thing to wear sunscreen. Like,
not a bad thing to freaking use some whitening stuff. I don't know, brush your teeth. Yeah,
so for me, brush, I'm sorry. Teeth. And I got shit from people because I said I couldn't see them again because I couldn't stop looking at their teeth. Like, I'm sorry. Put me in jail. Fucking lock me up. Put me in jail. Come on. And people are like, that's so shallow, Sarah. You'll never find a man if you're this. And I'm like, okay, people.
You just want some basic hygiene.
We need to have some standards. And like, this is one thing. Teeth? I don't, if you have a little snaggle tooth, that's cute.
If you can still whiten
you
that.
Have, whatever. If you have, like, if your teeth are all jagged, I can literally get over that. But when they're severely discolored, that's a different ballgame for
like,
me.
From, like, lack of.
That's a different ballgame.
It's not even at that point.
And then I would feel bad. And then people, oh, maybe he has a medical condition. Stuff. Okay, like, yeah, sure. Like, I feel for the guy. I felt for the guys. I wanted to help them. But that doesn't make me want to fuck him.
You're like,
if the whole time on our date, I'm like, I need to help this man get a dentist. Your list.
Just slip the card, slip some white strips.
And teeth, like, your mouth is so important with dating. Like, lips, teeth, mouth. Like, I feel like that's, like, a very, like, sensual romance. Like,
oh, it is.
You know what I mean?
1,000%.
Or stinky breath. It's okay for like morning breath. We all get morning breath, but if it's a consistent issue,
you're like, okay, we went to dinner, whatever, you had.
Okay,
this,
maybe I could.
Fine.
Okay, you know what? I could settle for stinky breath because I feel like that's an easy fix.
Yes,
I feel like that's a little shallow.
I think though, if like you were with them and you could tell that they weren't like taking, you know, they didn't have oral hygiene, then you'd be like, okay, that's a bad thing.
So, moral of the story is, they need to have hygiene.
Yeah.
You can't, okay, moral of the story, do not settle for a girl or guy. We obviously, I already can hear people, you keep talking about men, women do this too.
Oh, 1,000%.
Just because we're straight women, we're going to use he, him pronouns because we date men.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so I'm sorry, but women, this all goes
women
for women
too. Women do it
too.
I've
this
seen
all
women
goes
with
for women. I will say that now. I'm really bad at, I forget to use both pronouns all the time, but what we're talking about? Oh, yeah.
Hygiene.
That's just, like, it's okay to not want to settle for someone who can't take care of themselves, who doesn't, like, smell good, doesn't have good teeth. Like, hygiene is a very, is, like, the bare minimum that you would expect from someone in their 20s, 30s as a grown adult.
Even like, if someone doesn't smell good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm, like, sorry,
or
but,
has,
like,
body odor.
You don't realize that you, like, I am,
that's
like, I might over
perfume.
Use some perfume sometimes.
But at least it's coming from a place of effort, of wanting to present and, like, smell good.
Yeah, you're like, I hope I don't smell bad, even though I know I don't, but.
But, like, it's, yeah, that's exactly what you said. It's the lack of self-awareness with those type of things mm-hmm. where I'm like, this is going to be an issue. Because maybe it's just me, like, I am very hyper-fixated on my own looks and, like, I really put in a ton of effort to, like, my hair, my skincare, going to the gym. Like, I care a lot about how I look. So I guess I've always been like, if I'm setting these high standards for myself, why is it so bad that I place those same high standards on the person I'm dating? Like, it's normal to want to go for someone who's in like the same
life. Yeah, you
life
can kind of tell, right?
You.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I can tell that you do this or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, similarities.
Like, there's leagues for a reason, people.
That's true.
It is. Like, I could go on and on about leagues, like. These men are stepping out of their leagues these days with these dating apps.
Oh,
these
my
men
gosh. I haven't checked those in
They are stepping
a while,
out of their
but
league
I don't like
real
it.
Hard. Like, they are coming in swinging.
Like, I super liked
I'm like, what? I'm sorry, brother. What league do you think I'm in? And what league do you think you're in? Like,
I send these to my friend. I'm like, I will
the audacity.
Like, screen record, and I'm like, do you see all these
it's
people
rude.
That I'm seeing right now? Like, I just...
But
just
it is a little humbling, and I see a lot of girls on TikTok say the same thing. Like, I was promised on the Hinge advertisements that it would be, like, all these sexy, successful men looking for love, and it's literally all these trolls
like,
crawling out from under the bridge. Like,
I don't have a job.
And this is the thing, in the real world,
I don't have this.
It's very unlikely that that man would come up and talk to you and like make a move on you. But there's no man's land on the app.
So it's anyone and everyone.
It's just like worst case scenario, you send off a little message, you get rejected, whatever. Whereas it's like a lot more high stakes to walk up to a woman at a bar, like offer a drink, get rejected in front of other people. Like that's a lot scarier. So like I think leagues actually make more sense in the real world. Like people stay in their lane a little more in the real world, but online, anyone slides into anyone's DMs.
No one cares.
Crazy.
Oh, gosh.
We're getting off topic, but no, I could go so on and on true. About leagues. Like, they don't exist. Like, they still do exist, but people act as if they don't.
I know, and I'm like, apps. I try not to. I feel, oh, but that's hey, so sweet. But then you're like, no.
I guess shoot your shot, right? I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, I would actually, like, be, I would find it so endearing if, like, a guy was, like, let's say, like, stumbled upon your profile and was like, she's too good for me, and like just moved on. But do they ever say that?
I don't think so. Not on the apps.
Or do they think?
Not on the apps. This I
would
don't
be
think.
This girl would be so lucky for me to take her out on a date.
One that I'll say that I've gotten better at, that at first I was like I can't do it, was height.
Okay. I thought we should bring this up.
Yeah, because it depends though. If they are like a lot shorter than me.
Well, how tall are you?
5'6", and it's still, I'm not.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm 5'11". Like, for a guy to be shorter than me is normal. Like, there's tons of guys 1,000%. Shorter than me.
And that's
for
why
a guy
I always
to
feel
be 5'3". I know, like, they're out there, and I see you, and I respect you. Oh my God, I'm going to get canceled.
No, that's like one of my good friends from work. She's like, she's really tall. I think she's probably your height or even taller. And she's like, she's like, don't you dare complain about height. I'm like,
no, I am that way. I'm sorry. Like, we get, like, territorial, like, little pit bulls, like, fucking back up. Like, if there's, like, a little 5-foot girl dating, like, a 6-foot-6 man, I get mad. For me, like, that's the first thing I look at, which I know is awful, but I'm just like, are you over 6 foot? Are you over 6 foot? And I have dated guys who are 5'10", 5'11", and, like, it didn't work out for other reasons, but I struggle. Like, I think I would be willing to settle for height if it was like really the right guy and he was like so amazing in other ways, but I don't want to settle for that.
No, I get that. That's like my thing. I
like, think of the wedding photos.
Yeah, and you're like, can I never wear, I don't wear heels often because I don't like to wear heels because my feet are just awkward, whatever. It's just seeing this one guy like a while ago and I'm like, at first it just took an adjustment. He wasn't that much shorter than me, maybe by like a few inches, I don't know, like an inch maybe, but like
that's rough.
It was just hard to get used to, I know, but then it was fine. Like, I think I got over it.
And short guys have a lot of swag because they like, I think they unfortunately kind of have to have like a certain amount of swag and confidence to make up for the fact that they're not 6'4", because there's so many 6'4" dummies running around here. Like, we've all dated them, like these men who
are, oh my God,
tall and handsome and 6'4", and like they literally have girls lining up around the block to date them because they're 6'4", but like they have nothing going on upstairs and they have like major commitment issues. And like, so I think there's definitely something with going with a shorter guy. Like, I definitely think there's something there. Just for me, I'm gonna play the bullying card. Like, I got fucking bullied my whole life for being so tall, and especially my last name's Birch. So, birch tree, you're birch tree, you're tree, ha ha ha. And I think just from that trauma, I just can't. I would struggle.
Well,
and people call me shallow, people call me bitchy, and I'm just like, okay, fine.
I mean, we all have those. And like, now the person that my real contender right now, like,
the front runner.
Fingers crossed. He's like the same height as me,
mm-hmm.
I think. But also to me, it's like, it's not that big of a deal because I'm like, you, sir? Yeah. I'm like, nope. Everything's great. Love it.
Well, that's the thing. If everything else is amazing, it's going to take a little more to capture my interest if you're not generically handsome. And I know that sounds bad, but like, you're going to have to come in with a little extra pizzazz. And that's just the truth. But I think it's the same for women. Like, I think men are going to go in a lot harder and dive in deeper when a woman is generically beautiful and attractive versus a girl who's a little different looking or unique looking. Guys might,
they like him and haw about might, it.
Yeah, him and haw about it a little bit. Like, I think it's the same thing. Like, guys definitely,
honestly, they're probably more shallow than we sound right now.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I think guys are definitely have their preferences as well for body type and hair color and all this stuff. But I just think overall there's a lot more beautiful women in the world than there is sexy men. I think the ratio is really off. Like, I really think the ratio is off. Maybe not. I can't speak for other countries. Canada? The ratio's off.
Yeah, you're like,
ooh. All of my friends are fucking 10 out of 10s. Like,
where are all these men to balance?
And we're out here having street fights over the 2 6'3" handsome men in Kingston. Did I tell you I was talking to a 6'10" guy? No. I think he was 6'10". Or was it 6'8"? I think it was 6'10".
Either way, the way I gasped there,
I think he died.
Like, actually.
Well, not actually, but he ghosted me.
He's going in there.
He is in memoriam. His name was Matt. And he was in the States, actually. And so first red flag, just kidding. I love you, my States listeners. I have like 3 listeners from the States. He was at Fort Drum. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean, red flag. But first red flag. The only reason, like, of course, I see 6'10" and I'm just intrigued. And that's his opening line, of course, is like, yes, I really am 6'10". And I'm like, you're so clever.
Look, you can marry me.
Because he's 6'10". Like, I can't. The way tall men get, like, so much more grace and, like, so much more allowances in this world. Oh, my God. Anyway. But this guy actually, like, I'm sorry, 6'10" is huge. Like, that's actually a conversation starter. I gotta be honest.
Of course, I'm just curious.
I'm like, what is your bed situation? He's like, oh, I have like an, I had to like custom order like an extra large bed. Like, his bed was like 7'4" or something in length. And then anyway, so I was just like, okay, like, I need to go on a date with this man because I need to know what it's like to walk down the streets with a giant. Like, I just was like, social experiment. Like, I'm just so curious.
I need to know.
So he's like, of course, the amount of guys who've been like, I'm going to drive to you. Because I match with guys from, like, literally from Hamilton, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. Like,
oh, I can't do my thing that far anymore.
I do because I don't like Kingston and I don't want to be here. Fair. So I just prefer.
Anyone help me.
And I've already, there's about 4 eligible bachelors in Kingston and I've dated them all already in the last few years. But guys, that doesn't include the short kings. You guys, like, there's lots of short kings out there, I'm sure. But anyway, so I sometimes match with guys from the States, but, like, it never goes anywhere, obviously. But this guy was like, next Friday, I'm driving down. I'm going to get an Airbnb. I'm taking you out to dinner. I'm going to book a reservation. Mm. Anyway, this guy's, I'm like, you would really go across the border for me?
I used to do that.
Oh, my God. You're going to go all the way across the border? And he's like, yeah, no big deal. Of course I will. And we were talking. Like, really getting into deep stuff, whatever. I think we phone called once. Then he just ghosts for, like, 2-3 days. And I'm like, okay. And I, like, get a little stressed out. And I'm like, where'd he go? And then he, like, pops back in. It's, like, 2 days before our date. And he's like, hey, sorry, I've had a really hard few days. And he said something, I was outside and my hands were cold, so I couldn't text.
Oh, you know what, though? They actually do have training outside.
No, he was training outside, but I was like, that's the first time I've heard that.
It's funny, though. Yeah, you're like,
and you know what?
Still, though, if you had your phone.
So your hands have been frozen solid for 3 days?
Come here, I'll warm them up for you, okay?
Oh, I'll light them on fire at this point. I will light them on fire. So he goes,
I can't.
He's like, my hands were cold. I'm like, okay. So I said, okay, like, hope you're feeling better, like, trying to be nice. And then I'm like, we still on for Friday? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure, like, I'll get back to you, whatever. So then, like, Wednesday night passes, Thursday passes, Friday morning passes, nothing. I'm like, I guess it's 2:00. It's 3:00. It's 5:00. It's 6:00. And I'm like,
so triggering.
I'm like, where's this man? Like, did he get held up at the border? Like, what the fuck? Like, we're just like, oh, maybe he died or got arrested at the border or something. But, like, the truth is, he just made a promise he couldn't keep. He was talking out of his ass, saying he's going to drive here.
Disgusting.
And he couldn't, like, instead of just being like, hey, I'm sorry, I can't make it happen this week, which I would not have cared. Like, yeah. He just ghosted.
So just whatever. Any explanation. Even like, hey, I don't think it's going to work. Sorry, bye. Like,
I mean, but yeah, that was the tallest guy. We didn't even date. We didn't even make it on a date, but that was the tallest guy I've ever theoretically dated. And that's I was just so like so excited about the prospect. Like, I just was literally like, what would it be like to
like, I just need to see this.
Like, that's like an instant conversation starter, you know?
Oh my gosh.
I think it actually probably would have made a little too much for me. Like, that would have been like, I wonder if we would have gotten turned away from like amusement rides and shit.
Yeah, you're too tall, actually. Not even too short.
Like, imagine airplanes. Like, imagine just day-to-day stuff.
I'm thinking about genetics here. I'm like,
no, girl,
your
I'm
knees.
Tall. No. The way my daughter, let's say him and I had a daughter, the way my poor daughter would be like 6'4".
Like, I'm so sorry.
And like, guys, no shade to 6'4" women, but like, I'm 5'11".
We'd be showing her this right now.
I know the struggle of a 5'11" woman. People look at you like you're a wildebeest. Stop. Imagine being 6'4" as a woman. Your only options in life are to be a supermodel or a volleyball player. That's it. And imagine, but then, you know what's not fair? Is imagine I pop out a 6'5" man who's going to go on to rule the world.
Yeah, you're like, absolutely not.
But because it's a girl, I'm scared and I feel bad. It's not fair. It's just not fair. It's not right. But I think other than those things, I think height and hygiene are big with looks. I think other than that, like, fashion you can work on. Like, if the guy has a bit of acne or something, like, whatever, who gives a shit? Yeah, if the guy's hair is a little, like, if he has kind of a shitty haircut, whatever, like, that stuff can change.
What about a bald man? I need your opinion.
I love a bald man.
Okay.
As long as he owns it, I think that's the tea. Like, I was on, like, on this guy on Tinder, he was bald, clearly, and his thing was, like, my greatest flex is my hairline.
Yeah, like, if you can joke about that. Yeah, was,
like,
absolutely.
Good for you. Like, we didn't match because... I don't know why I didn't match him. It wasn't to do with that, but he was probably under 6'1".
Have you seen... Oh.
But I was like, I love that energy. And that right there would make me want to go out with you. The fact that you're just owning it, you're leaning... Like, lean into it. These men need to, like, lean into it. And girls do, too. I think people just need to lean into that stuff a little more because confidence is the sexiest thing in the world. But yeah, I'm not against a bald guy. I mean... I'm not like...
They're probably going to go bald anyways when I think
like,
about it. I'm
not like horny for bald guys. Like,
no, it's girls, not like it's my type.
Some girls really like it's their type. Like they love bald guys. I'm also not super horny for like tatted guys either. That's not my shit.
Oh.
Yeah, Andrea loves a tatted guy. Here we are. A tatty daddy.
That's can be. It can be full. It can be just a few.
I feel like we covered looks. Do you?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like we covered looks. I feel like so many other things... You can settle for like if they dress kind of bad, whatever, if they got a bit of a dad bod, whatever. But I think hygiene, smell,
yeah, just
and
like
height are actual hygiene. Valid reasons. In my opinion, those are valid reasons where you might not be interested in someone.
Yes, like I said, if the man,
and that's just my opinion,
if a man is like the same height as me, that's fine. But when it's like a lot shorter is what I
and everyone's different. Like, I have girlfriends who literally only date shorter guys. Like, they love shorter guys, and that's their thing, and they're so into it. Like, it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. Like, I just personally, because
I am
a ginormous woman, I just can't be with a short king. And it's literally my own insecurities. Like, that's why, like, a lot of guys can't be with a woman who's this and this and this, because they feel too insecure to be with a woman like that. I just feel too, like, touchy about my height to be with a shorter guy, and that's maybe something I'll get over in time, but for me that's just a boundary at this point in time.
You know what, that's fair.
A preference.
I like that.
Okay, what about personality?
Okay, one that I absolutely like realized lately that I cannot settle on is someone who literally like can't take a joke or like doesn't get sarcasm or like it doesn't, like, it's just too serious or...
Too sensitive.
Yeah, just, like, too serious. Like, doesn't understand a joke or, like, doesn't joke around with you. And they're just like...
I can't fuck with a sensitive guy.
I like sensitive to a certain degree.
To agree.
Right? Yeah.
To a degree.
But if you can't be funny...
I don't want you to be a heartless a-hole.
Yeah.
But, like, I dated two guys who were, like, more sensitive, more anxious than me. and would like read into everything so much. And like, I would try to make like a joke and like banter, and they'd be like, what did you mean by that? And I'm like, I can't.
You're like, can't. I'm anxious.
My love language is bullying the man that I like. Like, I will bully you, and that means I like you. Like, I'm like, if I'm poking fun at you and teasing you and stuff, like, if I'm bantering with you and you're bantering back, like, that is hot to me. Like, that's a, if you can give it back to me and we can have, like, good sparring. Like,
sassy, yeah, exactly.
But that's just me, but, like...
Someone that, yeah, doesn't even joke around. You're like, how... We can't have fun? Like, I'm too sarcastic.
Because I need to sometimes be put in my place a little bit in a nice way, in, like, a sexy way. Not in, like, a mean, demeaning way, but sometimes I need to be like reined in a little because I get a little like mouthy sometimes.
Yeah, so you got, yeah.
And I love when a man has that sort of confidence and to be like, all right, Sarah, like whatever.
Like,
versus
no,
a guy
no.
who's going to be like, I just think, like,
I'm
because
sorry.
Then I will walk, and it's again, it's not him, it's me. I will walk all over that man, and I know that about myself. I know that I need a strong man. I just do. Like, I've tried to date guys who are a little bit softer and more subdued and more like, like, I'm more the alpha.
No.
And I walk all over them. So I think I... But then I've also dated guys who are, like, a little too alpha, where they're, like, mean. So I think there's an in-between.
Yeah, I've always...
There's, like, a balance.
I've always felt like...
I can see you with a softie.
Yes. If we can't, like, laugh at things and just be like, oh, this is so funny, whatever. Like, just... If you can't be funny and, like, goofy, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Even if we were mad, you know, when you're like mad at someone, right? And you're just like, you're both so mad, but then it's like that like sexual tension. You're like mad at each other, like, but
I can't stay mad at you, babe.
Yeah. And you're just like, ugh. Like, you're like, I hate this, but it's like great. And you know, you're both like, I don't know. You can't.
Not the type of like bickering where you actually want to like, I need to leave the room, right? Like, there's sometimes I've like bickered with a guy where I'm like,
you want to cry. Yeah. You don't want to.
I want to hang up on you and block your number. Like, this is annoying. And then
it's
there's
like
bickering with other guys where you're like, this is kind of hot.
Yes, exactly.
There's like a balance.
I want the funny, like, they have to be funny. That's if they're totally not fair. Funny or like, yeah, can't take a joke, can't be sarcastic. Like,
I think for me, one thing I'm not willing to settle on again, and I have slightly settled on this in the past, is I need a man who can read social situations and act accordingly. Like, be respectful to my friends and family, get along with people in my life, make an effort, don't just, like, purposely stir the pot or, like, try to be contrarian or, like, try to be, like, I dated a guy who had issues with multiple people in my family, and it was so hard to navigate as the middle person, and, like, I would not wish that upon anyone. Like, when your family and your partner don't get along, or your friends and your partner don't get along, and you're constantly trying to translate for your partner, like, they didn't mean it this way.
Yeah, that's not good.
Like, I already am an anxious girly, and that's just, like, a level of anxiety I don't need to carry. Like, I want to know my man can, like, handle himself. If I bring him to a party, if I bring him to a family gathering, he's good. He's chilling. He's off talking to people. Everybody loves him. Oh, hey, Sarah brought so-and-so.
Yeah,
yay.
You don't have to be, like...
It's not, like, fuck.
You're good.
Like, Sarah brought this person again. Ugh. Like, I don't want that energy. I want it to be, like, a positive... Because my family is such a huge part of my life, and my friends, I want... Like, that's just something I can't settle on. Like, you can be the best person in the world behind closed doors, but if you're also not willing to make that effort outside of closed doors with the people I care about, then I just can't do that.
Yeah, no, if you...
And I've tried, and it's hard. Like, I feel for you if your partner and your family don't get along. Like, that is so hard. It really is.
Yeah, I think I've had people who necessarily been with anyone who, like, doesn't get along with my family, but I have been with someone who's kind of, like... Like, I would, like, spring it upon them, like, oh, just so you know, like, that we're going here today. We're having, like, a family, whatever. And they're like, oh, okay. Or there's other people who would, like, give my mom a hug and, like, be like, let's go, like, think about my family in terms of things. Like, that's super nice. But then other people who are like, no, I don't want to be around your family. I'm like, trust me, I don't want to be around my family 90% of the time. But, like, love them. But, like, it has to happen.
No, I totally feel that. I'm just, like, actually obsessed with my family. Like, in my head, like, you met my dad. He's fucking chill. Like, my family is the best. Like, my family's the best. I love my siblings. I'm obsessed with my parents. So, for me, it's, like, why would you not want to hang out with my family? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, they're the coolest people ever. So, it's, like, and also, like, I will choose my family above a man any day of the week just because I'm, like, so obsessed with my family. Like, I don't have any bad blood with my family. I can see, like, this might be a different conversation if your family is completely, like, toxic and, like,
yeah,
then maybe you should choose your partner. But, like, in my case...
yeah, you're like, no.
Yeah, no.
My family's just, they're totally fun. And they're, like, the most relaxed family ever. So it's, like...
Yeah.
If someone felt like that, that's also why I would be like, yeah, why do you care? You know how relaxed they are. Yeah. Like, so it shouldn't matter.
Another thing I actually am willing to settle on a little bit, and I've learned this just exposure therapy through dating guys, because I've low-key realized, I don't want to generalize. Everyone says I'm a generalizer. I am. But I think, well, I think this is true. 90%, let's say, of straight men suck at communicating.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in person, but over text. Or that's communicating in person or over the phone, not willing to settle on. Not willing to settle. Like, if we need to sit and have a healthy communication.
Yes.
I am now willing, and I kind of always have been willing, because every guy I've ever dated has been a bad texter, but I used to beat my head against the wall and be like, be a better texter, be a better texter. And I low-key now, I'm just like, meh. Like, I'm like, as long as he calls me, as long as he checks in, as long as we see each other in person, I no longer need a man who will text me 24/7 and check in on me 24/7. That's something I've learned to settle with a little bit, just because I think I've just realized that it's not a direct indicator for most men on how they feel about you. A lot of men just genuinely suck at texting.
And they just don't care. Yeah, they're like...
They're just not thinking. They're busy, whatever. I used to directly correlate a man's feelings to how much he texted me.
Like, yes, I did too.
There was no in between. And now I've really just spoken to enough men and dated enough men where they're like, I'm crazy about you. I just really hate texting.
Yeah, you're like they don't realize.
So that's one thing. But they still need to communicate in some way. Like, you guys know, I've been ghosted to the high heavens. Like, they still need to FaceTime once in a while, call, see you in person. Obviously, like, all that stuff needs to happen. If you want to have a serious conversation, they need to be able to have that conversation in a healthy way. But texting is something I actually am willing to settle on a little bit, because I just think everyone's really different with their texting habits. And even my friends, yeah. I have some girlfriends, like, you're such a great texter, you text back right away. I have other girlfriends who don't text me back for, like, 4 weeks.
Yes,
same. And when it's a girl, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But when it's a guy, it bothers me so much. And it's interesting. Like, I get it. Like, one person I'm trying to sleep with and one person I'm not. But, like, I'm like, why does it bother me so much when one person does it and one person...
I know. I think we base it on, too, like, how much we know that we're, like...
Like, our worth.
And we're also like, oh, I'm on my phone all this time. Or, like...
Yeah.
I feel bad if I don't, like, text someone back.
Yeah, so it's like you project your relationship with your phone onto someone else. They should have, like, they don't like me as much as I like them if they're not texting me. Like, and I just don't think that that's 100%. Sometimes that's true. Like, sometimes if a guy doesn't text you for, like, days and days, like, they probably just are not thinking about you. But I'm trying to give guys a little more grace with that, because... Even, like, I think about, like, my stepdad and my own dad, and, like, they're not that great with, like, but people just give them a pass because they're old farts, right? Like
they're like, oh, it's
whatever.
Fine.
But with young guys, I think young guys have the same sort of mindset of, like, not wanting to text all the time. Like, most guys don't want to text all the time.
Yeah. I used to be the same, too, where I'd be like, oh, my God, like, it's been, like, 2 hours and I haven't heard from him. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, all right, it's been a few hours, whatever. Like, as long as I think, like, kind of you said before, like, I've been exposed to, like, the extreme of not really texting often, or, like, literally only, like, once a day, and then I've been, like, to the extreme of, like, texting me back, like, almost right away. Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, this is great, and I know that I'm the type of person that's like, oh, it's been this long, whatever, but I've definitely gotten used to the fact that, like, okay, having a little bit is great, with that balance.
For sure, like, I can't deal with a man who's, especially if you get to the point where you're trying to make plans, you're trying to coordinate something, and you're trying to text them, and they're call them, and they're not, like, that's just frustrating. Whether it's a friend, a family member, a partner, like, it's situational. Like, if you have a date coming up, and this man's not texting you back, like, that's not okay. But if they're just, like, it's just, like, a Tuesday at 2 p.m., I've learned to just be like, Sarah, like, they will get back to you eventually. Like, it's
yeah, fine. You're like, okay, they, yeah.
And for me, it's just a trigger thing. Like, I recognize that. I really think it's just, I have been ghosted many a times where it's like, they'll text me back for sure. And then they literally don't.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, but they were working and today, so it's
been,
fine.
Before I know it, it's been 4 weeks, and I'm like, they're gonna text me. I just, for me, it's all about feeling, like, safe in whatever way that means. Like, if I feel like a man genuinely really likes me and he makes me feel safe, whether that means he calls me every night or he checks in on me or he makes plans, like, then I'm okay. I'm willing to, like, ease up with the texting because I still feel content and, like, somewhat safe in that relationship. But if a guy's not making me feel safe in any shape or form, then the texting is going to drive me to the breaking point. Like, you know what I mean?
There has to be, like, reassurance.
There has to be some sense of substance or consistency for you to ease up with the texting.
Yeah.
But if you don't have any of that consistency or substance and they're also not texting, it's like, there's it just crumbles. Like, there's nothing to build off of. You need to have formed some foundation.
Yeah, and, like, a routine.
Because it's normal for texting to ease off a little bit when you get, like, comfortable with someone or you, like, have a routine.
Like, it's like, oh, I might, like, give you a little compliment. Or if, like, you might give me a little compliment or, like, just give me some sort of reassurance. Or, like, oh, I'm excited to see you.
It's the validation. That's all we need. Like, I feel like that's sometimes what guys misconstrue is, like, women want you to text them back.
You're
I just want the consideration of, like, oh, shit, I haven't responded to Sarah in 12 hours. Maybe she's a little stressed out. Like, it's just that little slight consideration. Or I'm like, just text me in the morning. Hey, gonna have a busy day at work. I'll text you tonight. Cool. We don't need to text at all. We can go 10 hours without texting.
Absolutely.
But I know
one simple that's message what it is,
or like that's just cool. Texting me at 5 p.m. like, hey, just got off work. How's your day? Like, that's fine. I don't need no.
For and
me,
you definitely do but build, I
did,
like I said, a routine.
I did used to need like constant texting communication.
Yeah.
If they went more than like 3 hours without texting me back, I was like pissed off. And I thankfully have like gotten past a lot of that. And so I'm proud of myself for that. So now that used to be something I wasn't. You know what, I always would end up settling on it because no matter what. No matter what I did, no matter who I dated, different continents, different races, different everything, they would all suck at texting. So I was like, you know what, I just need to put more stock in other things. Like, how are they in person? How are they making me feel? What questions are they asking me? Like, I need to start putting a little bit more emphasis on those things versus are they texting me 24/7? Because texting is fleeting and like flippant. Like texting, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've experienced like the guys sometimes who are the best texters, like bam, 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 texting, 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 witty, really great texters. They're fucking weird. They're weirdos.
I was going to say that, or it just is like all.
It's all talk.
Or like all sexual.
Yeah, they do get sexual a lot.
And you're like, that's not, but like a little bit. No, I don't mean all of that.
It's a little weird. Like sometimes they give me slightly weird energy because it's almost like, oh, you literally spend all your time on your phone. Like that's the energy you're giving me.
Yeah, like you don't actually work.
That's the only way you interact with women is on your phone. That's the only way you get lucky is like through your phone. Like,
yeah,
that's what it's giving. Like I, in a way, it almost turns me off a little bit because I'm like, you're almost too confident behind your screen. And then when you meet in person, that energy does not hold up sometimes. Like, that same energy they give over text is not the same in person. And if I had to choose, and I think most women would agree, I'd rather a guy who pops off in person and isn't a good texter than the opposite.
I was talking about, like, texting, too, with one of my coworkers because we had, like, a girls thing, whatever. And she was telling me that her, like, new partner is horrible at texting. And she was literally saying that, too. She's like, I used to find it so annoying, but she's like, I've just realized that that's kind of how it is. And like, I'm just overanalyzing the situation and it's fine, whatever. I'm like, yeah.
But then, you know, there'd be girlies on TikTok who were like, you don't have to settle for a man.
Oh my God. I know. And you're like,
the patronizing, like, you're like, oh, my boyfriend's like annoying me a little bit. And they're like, you don't need to settle for someone.
Yeah, break up with him right now.
Who doesn't make you feel 100% loved.
Break up him
all
right now.
The time. Like,
ugh, I hate that.
So like, I think no.
There's a balance.
I love this new culture we're in. Moral of the story.
A balance.
I love this new culture we're in where it's like empowerment, like, know your worth and do not settle for less than that. Like, I genuinely agree with that 110%. And I think we need to start calling out people more on their bullshit and stuff. But, like, I also think it's actually creating a crisis with dating relationships because no one is willing to give anyone, like, any grace or, like, any passes. And people are just, like, cutting people off so quickly at, like, the first sign of, like, oh,
I don't like this little thing.
I don't like this or I don't like that.
Yeah, give it some time.
And then there's this thing of, I don't want to settle. I don't want to settle because the girls on TikTok are telling me not to settle. Or I want a relationship like this one I saw on social media, and I don't want a relationship unless it's going to look like that. It is scary, the idea of settling, but I kind of feel, like my dad always says this thing, and I really love it. Like, he'll always say, if you're always going to leave people the minute they disappoint you, you're going to be lonely forever. Like, you're going to be alone forever, because everyone's going to well, that's not exactly, something like that, but people always disappoint you. People always let you down. People always show their true colors eventually. Nobody is, like, without their flaws or annoyances. People are just annoying. People are quirky. People have their little weird things. And, like, I think
you have to do some self-reflection. If you think that way, then you have to be like,
yeah.
If I was like that, like,
well, you have to be like, am I perfect? No. No. I can be, like, I know I have my things. I know I can be annoying in this way and that way. I know I can be needy in certain ways. So,
like, if I'm silly and weird and someone doesn't like that and the moment they see it, they leave, like.
So, yeah. But then I also know that on a base level, I am respectful, loyal, kind, honest, and those are, like, core values that I'm not willing to settle on, and I'm not willing. So, like, some of those things you just need to work through, like, just talk to them, communicate.
They're not hurting you.
If they're fucking, like, calling you names, screaming at you, hurt, like, hitting you, yeah, anything crazy like that,
your boundaries,
girl or guy, don't do it. That's not negotiable. I'm talking just, like, normal relationship things that are annoying, they're frustrating, they're not ideal. But, like, you're going to run into them with literally any partner, even if it's, like, seems like the most perfect person at first. In time, you're going to find, like, oh, they're annoying in this way, and they're annoying in this way. So, I guess you just got to decide. If you want to be alone forever, then just keep cutting people off.
Have fun.
But I think it's also fair to have your preferences and your things that you need to manifest the closest thing to your ideal partner. Are you going to manifest your dream partner, your perfect person? No, I don't think that exists. I don't think there is such a thing as, like, a dream partner. But I think you need to know, yeah, you need to make a list of your non-negotiables and things you are willing to negotiate with, and just make sure it's fair and not completely shallow and not completely, like, crazy.
The thing that just came to my mind, even though we literally, like, just talked about it, I used to be like, I only want to date a man that has blue eyes because, like, I want a blue eye baby, and, like, I don't have blue eyes, so I, and I'm like, why the, like,
I know,
why do I care?
I was the same way.
Why do I care? Like, the last few people that I've now, like, dated or seen or been on dates with, whatever, like, not blue eyes.
Yeah, that's giving juvenile energy when people
exactly
are like that.
Like, I used, obviously, we think we all
like
used
every
to be
girl
like
did that, or every guy did that too as kids. Like, you're like, I want to date
this person,
Harry Styles, and I will not date anyone else who's not like,
yeah,
Harry Styles.
And now it's like, ugh.
I think it's just like, that's care. Part of the fun of dating is being surprised by people and being like, I never thought I'd be attracted to this, but I guess I am. And, like, that's part of the fun is discovering yourself through exploring these new relationships and meeting people.
Yeah.
But, like,
don't hold yourself back just because of something small.
But I was
small.
Saying to Andrea, and my laptop's going to die soon, so I'll wrap this up. But I was saying to Andrea, like, when I broke up with my ex, or when my ex and I broke up, it was, like, a mutual thing. I really had so many people say, like, the perfect guy is right around the corner, and you're going to know that, like, you should never have settled for this guy. And my ex was a great person. Like, I stand by, well, one of the ex. Carlos.
Yes.
Like, we love Carlos. Carlos, great person, great guy. Like, we were not the right match, but, like, great person. And he and I, for, like, a year and a half, have been single and have not yet found a guy who I feel, like, as comfortable and safe with as him. So I'm like, while I'm not saying I regret the breakup or anything, I'm like, it's really not as easy as people make it seem to, like, stumble out of your apartment and find your dream guy. Like, it happens for some people, but, like, sometimes what I'm trying to say is if you actually do have a really great partner who makes you feel loved and makes you feel special, even if there are little things that annoy you, you need to assess, like, maybe it's worth giving up, or not. Because it's really, like, Andrea and I are out here on these streets, and it's not great.
It's not.
So I'm just saying, I'm not saying stay with him if he's a loser, just but be I'm open. Just saying, open. Some of these men, like, they're doing their best, and they're worth investing in, and there's really, like, you might think there's so many better things out there, but there's literally probably not. So it's rare. It's rare to find someone who you actually enjoy living life with, and sometimes
it takes a while.
Yeah, so I guess that's that. We should probably wrap it up before my laptop dies, but I hope we talked about like 6
we just like rambled, and I think that's okay,
and I'm gonna have to cut a lot out because I feel like I was really rude about a lot of things. Okay. Oh well,
we could go on and on and on.
It's the champagne. It makes me crazy.
And we could go on about, yeah, this topic. So.
Well, thank you, Andrea, so much for coming back on and talking. I love having another single girl on the pod.
I know, right? It's just...
And next time she's back, maybe one of us will have a boyfriend. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, imagine.
You never know what can
happen. Let's cross our fingers. Yes.
Let's cheer. Wish us luck, guys, out on these streets.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, love you guys so much. You know what to do. I'm not going to ramble on. All the links are in the descriptions below. Make sure you subscribe. Love you so much. Bye.
Bye.